Ucucuğuma, ucucuğum ben, ucucuğum ben,
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally, this is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we're talking with the University of Jamestown Director of Theater, Mike McIntyre, and also a student involved with the theater production. Today we're talking with Mike McIntyre and Alex Smith. How are you two doing today?
Very good. Good morning.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Good. Yeah. Well, with this possibility of snow coming up, we have to, you know, stay warm with that. But today you're here to talk about the upcoming University of Jamestown musical production, Carousel.
Yeah, this fall's musical is an old Rodgers and Hammerstein favorite. What does a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical mean? Well, it usually means a very emotion-packed story, but still filled with lots of comedy, a lot of spectacle, and some terrific music. Some of the songs that are in this particular show are ones that people might recognize and not realize that it came from this particular production. But we've got a cast of about 35 people, an orchestra of over 20 people. So it's going to be a big grand show.
Right, Mike. What I've heard and what I've seen is that the orchestra is the biggest it's been for a while this year.
Well, and you know, basically needs to be if you're going to do justice, I think, to that right. Music. Richard Wallentine is our director of music on the show, and I know that he's quite excited about the way it sounds, and should be a terrific tune-filled evening.
Now, Mike, when was this musical based? You know, Rodgers and Hammerstein had a lot of 1940s musicals that they did, but this was based in...
This was their second show together, and it came out in 1945.
Okay.
And it followed Oklahoma, which people are usually a little more familiar with than Carousel, but it's got a lot of the same sort of flavor and a lot of the same elements to it. The play is actually starts off in the 1870s.
Okay.
And the idea for doing it as a musical came to Rodgers and Hammerstein after becoming acquainted with a play that's called Lilium that follows the very same story about a carnival barker who really is kind of a no-good-nick in a number of ways, and he falls in love with a sweet, innocent girl, like most musicals have one or two of those running around, you know. And in the opening scene, they get acquainted, fall in love. And then in the next scene, it jumps quite a few months ahead after they've been married for a while. And I guess the gloss is off the marriage at that point. And they deal with a lot of the same kind of concerns about money and job and so forth that people typically go through in life. So it's very much a life story kind of thing. It gets very serious at times. And like some Rodgers and Hammerstein shows, it's got a ballet in it even, which comes in the second act. Our choreographer for that is one of our students, Raina Hotvet. And I think the whole cast got to see it for the first time last night, and they're really impressed with the way that scene looks. And some high-quality ballet that's going to be going on, as well as some terrific singing and fine acting.
Absolutely. You know, I'm excited for the ballet as well.
Absolutely.
So Raina is doing the choreography for that. Now, Alex, what is your involvement with this upcoming musical?
I am both in it as a minor character, but I'm also primarily the stage manager. I'm in charge of making sure everyone gets to rehearsal on time, making sure all the scene changes go smoothly. And tonight, last night was kind of the first night that we kind of dealt with that, and I think that it just kind of went way better than I ever could have thought it would. We have a lot of large sets, a lot of large moves to do at one time, and we're getting it done pretty flawlessly in one go.
Good.
Alex and I were just discussing on the way here that, you know, this show gets done a lot. Most schools or most colleges have taken a shot at it, and there's been professional productions and community productions abound. The solutions to how do you deal with a carousel are done in a number of different ways. I said I didn't even want to try this show unless I felt that we could create a carousel that looked nice, that had some impressiveness to it. So we've got a, I'm going to say about a full-size carousel. It's kind of human-powered, but it moves. It's going to end up looking, I think, really great. It's then Alex's problem to figure out how to get the crew to move it off the stage once the scene is done that it belongs in. So
right.
Stage managing can be quite a complicated affair.
Oh, I bet. And also with midterms and stuff going on, I imagine it's been a pretty crazy week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, today I've got classes back-to-back, you know, here, then class, then dinner, then rehearsal, then about 11 o'clock or so when I get home, I can finally study for my two midterms tomorrow.
I'm surprised you could fit dinner in there. So now, Mike, how can people get more information about the musical or buy tickets for that matter?
Well, the tickets are $10. Our performances are next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's October 24th, 25th, and 26th. We've got a number of different ways for them to get the tickets to that. We have a box office in room 130 in the Ryland Fine Arts Center that folks can visit between 3 and 6. Students staff that, and they can be found there then in those afternoons, Monday through Friday. Also, we are glad to take orders by telephone. Our phone number is 252-3467. Then you need an extension number, which is 5435. There's a voicemail there 24 hours a day, so you can leave messages if you want. You can also email us at tickets@jc.edu. I think that's in the process of right now being changed. I think you can even do tickets@uj.edu.
Right, I saw something on that.
Right, and there are those options, or you can even find links if you go simply to the University of Jamestown homepage.
Okay, so there's lots of ways that you can get your hands on these tickets now, and I imagine that tickets are going fast, so people should get those as soon as possible.
Well, you know, our season always starts with a musical because it's what sells best. You know, people get excited about the combination of all the different arts that are going on into our shows, and we're trying to make, again, you know, the best of the acting, the music, the orchestra, the dance, and also the art that's on stage in the form of scene design and lighting design and so forth. So that normally draws a pretty good crowd.
Right. All right, one more question for you guys. Now, if the musical were to be going on tonight, 1 week earlier, would you say that it was ready?
Not even close.
No.
You know, some of the performances, I think, are going really very well. The actors have progressed very, very nicely, and songs sound terrific. There are so many technical things that come up in the last week. Some elements that don't get added yet, like costuming and lighting and so forth. And there are many of those pieces that have a long ways to go, so there's many hours left.
Perfect.
We'll just put in... You know, if it's going on tonight, we'll just have a bare stage. The actors are phenomenal. They'll get what they need done. We'll just put everything back in the shop. We don't need them.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for coming onto the show. We had the director of theater, Mike McIntyre, and student and also stage manager, Alex Smith, come onto our show. Thank you for coming on today.
Well, thank you for having us.